What's up, guys? It's Young Man's Daily Red Pill, back for another upload. Guys, I really need you guys to pay attention and listen to what I'm about to tell you because I'm tired of seeing men get taken advantage of. I'm tired of seeing this shit. And if a lot of you guys have watched my Nice Guys video, the story that I talked about, how this chick from my work basically was she was with her boyfriend and she decided to work out with her ex during this relationship, during this time period, and the ex had no idea what was going on, right? He had no idea that this was going on throughout the entirety of the relationship. And I asked her in the break room, I said, I know for a fact that you fucked this ex. I know you fucked your ex. I know you did. You don't have to lie to me. And she finally admitted to it. When no one else was around, when no other coworkers were around, she said, yeah, you know what? I fucked him once. You know, I did. While she was with her boyfriend. And shortly after, she took a break and she fucked some more guys. And the nice guy, because this guy's a nice guy, like I told you guys, this guy would bring her Jamba Juice, Starbucks, gift cards in the middle of our shift. He would make sure that all the other guys saw that were working with her, all her male coworkers would see her receive these gifts because he's an insecure little bitch, all right? That's just facts. A lot of us were there, and in no way am I shaming you guys when I bring this up and when I talk like this. I'm just trying to help other guys wake the fuck up because I'm tired of seeing this shit. All right, guys? You have to realize women are evil. The vast majority of women in today's society are evil. Okay? And I'm reminded of this constantly every day. I can literally go in my head and think, I don't want women to be like this. I don't want women to be evil. But the thing is, I get up every morning, every single day, hoping that things change, and they're never going to change. They're never going to change. Don't expect for things to ever get better. Feminism's gone too far. Social media's gone too far. There's always thirsty simps. There's always nice guys validating. Guys, what reminded me of this was I just logged on Instagram, all right? And this chick that was dating this guy, they took another break. Oh my God, I can't do this shit. All right, it just pains me to see this guy get dragged through the mud, okay? And he's a nice guy, typical nice guy. So what happens is she takes down all the pictures that she had of him and her, and she just follows him, all right? So I feel like they're taking a break again. I didn't really ask because I don't give a fuck. But what happened is I just scrolled through her comments. She posted a picture. I need to go back to the beach again. And it was a video of her in a bikini in the car riding like this. And you can see her tits out. You can see that she is showing some skin, showing her legs. She's in a bikini. Like, I don't got to explain much more than that. So she's obviously seeking attention right now. She's trying to be hypergamous. And he doesn't know that. So I see him because other guys are commenting because they don't see that there's pictures up of this guy, of the boyfriend. They don't see that there's no more pictures of this guy on her Instagram. So they think that, oh, she's available, right? And she is, even if she is in a relationship, right? Because he doesn't know that she's a slut. And he's in the comment section. I kid you not, guys, when I say this. I kid you not. He's in the comment section replying to every single guy that's hit her up in the DM. Stop being a fucking creep, you weirdo. Stop hitting up my chick. Yes, we're still together. Da la la. Hitting her back up. And you know what this chick is doing? She's not even responding. She's not telling these guys to go away. She's not blocking these guys. Some of these guys have already fucked her. Because I know that. Because some of these guys went to my work. And he'll never know. He's a nice guy. Nice guys always finish the fuck. They don't even finish the race. All right? I'm going in on this fucking topic all 2020 because I'm tired of seeing guys get taken advantage of. The beta male simp mangina inside all of us once thought that women were sugar and spice, everything nice. They could do no harm. They were princesses. They play with dolls and they love you the same way that you love them. No. You need to toss that shit way the fuck back over here. All right? Way the fuck back. Women can be evil. The majority of women, I will say it again, the majority of women are evil. The majority of women think life is a game. They have simps and men throwing at themselves at them so much that they love to string along the nice guy. They love to play the nice guy. They love to fuck with your emotions, especially if you're a blue pill simp and you don't know what's going on. They'll keep playing with you. It's like a puppeteer, guys. I kid you not. She takes the simp. She's the puppeteer. She has the strings attached to this guy, and she's going like this, just watching. How will he react if I respond to this guy? How will he react if I post sexual pictures of myself? How will he react if I show some cleavage? How will he react if I hit up this guy? How will he react if I don't respond to his text within a certain time frame? She's just fucking around with all of you guys. She's fucking around with the simp in all of us. Stop being a simp. Stop getting taken advantage of. It's time that you guys, as men, we need to start being evil back. Fuck it. Take yourself out of the game. Be evil back. I'm gonna be Malcolm X of this red pill MGTOW shit. We need to start taking this shit back. Real talk, guys. I'm tired of seeing men get taken advantage of. I'm tired of going on social media and seeing these women that are in relationships be hypergamous in front of their mans and shit. I'm tired of seeing it. Responding to all the comments. And she doesn't even block these guys. Because you know why? She doesn't give a fuck. It's all a game to her. It's all a fucking game. She'll play the simp in all of us if you don't fucking man up this year. And you don't take the fucking red pill. And you don't wake up. I'm speaking like this because I'm passionate about it. I don't want any of my guys on this channel to get burned. I don't want you to walk around and be someone's fucking bitch. Be someone's fucking slave. You fucking bitch. She's being hypergamous in front of you. Boss the fuck up. Man the fuck up. Go your own way. Stop being scared.